Hi, everybody. I hope that you're all having a good weekend. Yesterday, I posted a set of tweets which have received tons of attention. Now, some of you who may not be following me on social media might be interested in the thoughts that I had posted yesterday, and so I'm going to share them here. I should mention that in The Parasitic Mind, I talk about why I criticize the left more than I do the right. And to summarize that argument, in The Parasitic Mind, I'm discussing idea pathogens that have all been spawned within the university ecosystem by leftist professors. Now, this doesn't mean that people on the right can't engage in shoddy thinking, but the fact that I focus on the left is because those are the diseases of the human mind that I am exposed to and that have taken over all of intelligentsia. So for the same reason that you don't tell someone who treats melanoma, but bruh, what about lung cancer? That doesn't mean that lung cancer is not important. It's that the dermatologist specializes in one set of diseases. So that being said, today I wanted to discuss another more personal reason why I abhor many leftists on a personal level. And so these sets of tweets refer to this. So I'm going to read them, and then I will share maybe some additional thoughts. So, personal point, one of the reasons that I despise the left is that they exhibit a form of inauthentic moral and intellectual superiority that viscerally offends me. I am authentic to a fault. Hence, I am more likely to feel comfortable among U.S. Navy SEALs than pseudo-intellectual frauds, all of whom are as intelligent as the rifle of the U.S. Navy sniper. In other words, I appreciate people who are honest, real, authentic, hospitable, genuine, etc. The reality is that within the elitist world of academia, governed by leftists, these traits are seldom on display. Rather, there is an orgiastic feast of faux intellectual posturing, a public disdain for the great, unwashed, the rubes, etc. Well, I am very comfortable in all ecosystems. I can mix it up at the highest echelons of academia and head off to a tailgate party with, quote, rough around the edges, close quote, folks. It's called being a multifaceted and well-rounded individual. That warmth of spirit makes me a pariah to many intellectual bullshitters who look down on everyone who does not pronounce Pakistan properly. Sorry to break it to you, not only do I pronounce Pakistan properly, I speak four languages whilst you struggle mastering the English language. So stop being such intellectual snobs, get off your high horses, and engage people from all walks of life. Cheers. So those were my tweets, so let me just add one or two things. Authenticity for me is, if you like, a non-starter in terms of a necessity that a person must have. I despise fakeness. I despise calculational people who look for extrinsic rewards. So I know some of my intellectual friends who don't speak to someone on their podcast if it might look bad upon them. So they engage in all sorts of calculations and machinations in deciding whether it will affect their brand or not. On the other hand, I decide whether I'm going to speak with someone or not as a function of whether that person may have something interesting to add to the collective narrative, in the battle of ideas. So I do speak to Tommy Robinson, who, you know, comes from the so-called lower classes, but who's probably more intelligent than many of my very, very highfalutin, nose up in the air, intellectual colleagues. I speak to Tommy Robinson because he is a honey badger. For his beliefs, he is sent to prison where he can be killed at any moment. That's costly signaling. I don't respect people who live in Malibu and then who decide whether they associate with you or not as a function of branding issues. They're inauthentic. They're fake. So in my case, the fact that I can both lecture at Harvard and Stanford and be a professor at some of the most elite universities and also have skits where I'm acting like a joker speaks to my authenticity. I don't need to be smoking a pipe while pontificating in the air for people to take me seriously. My realness is ultimately part of my infinite charm. Be authentic, be real, and get rid of the fake artificial folks. Mieux vaut être seul que mal accompagné, as I explain in The Parasitic Mind. Better be alone than poorly accompanied. Cheers, everybody.